Hey, yo, how's it going, everybody? Hope you're all doing fine, fabulous, sexy. So, I decided to do a couple more videos. I haven't really done any videos today, to be honest. But this one is about how to distribute your podcast through social media. This one's going to be more of kind of a tutorial, more based on getting it on Facebook groups. I think, you know, as
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Great as it is to post on Facebook pages and stuff, sometimes it just doesn't have the reach of a Facebook group that happens to be relevant to your content. So, for example, I wanted to show you how to do this on your smartphone, though. It's pretty easy. You could do the same thing on your desktop. Pretty much the same thing that I'm doing on my mobile device is something that you could do on your desktop. It's actually easier. But If you don't always have your laptop with you, or you don't always have your desktop, and you got like an Android phone with you 24/7, you need something, and you have some idle time to just chill out, and you want to share your podcast. Okay, cool. This could even go for your YouTube channel, by the way. But the thing is, the podcast is what pays me money. YouTube doesn't pay me any money. I'm a part of the Spotify ad network. So the best way to to make money is to advertise the hell out of my podcast on different groups. Now, you could do this without being spammy. Just to let you know, you could do this in a way that makes it very relevant, right? That's the most important thing. Find groups that are related to what you're posting. So, for instance, when I share my podcast, I do like to share it with the different podcast groups that are on Facebook. Let's just do an example. There's nothing better than examples. So here's what you need to make this work. The first thing that you need is the Kiwi browser. I'm going to show you this real quick. This is the... Give me a second. What am I doing? Hold on. Okay, so what you'll first need is the Kiwi browser. You're going to see that. It's pretty tough to see, actually. But it's K-I-W-I. So Kiwi browser, I'm going to open it up. And then here is my my little podcast page, which is pretty cool. So the next thing you're going to need is you're going to need a way to copy not only the URL. Copying the URL is easy. Anybody could do that. But you want to find an easy way to copy not only the URL, but also the title of the page. So the best way you could, the reason I recommend Kiwi browser, and I think this is the best way to do it because it's one of the few browsers that I know of that allows you to actually use Google Chrome extensions on a mobile browser, is the first thing you're going to do is in Kiwi, you're going to go to the little vertical dots in the upper right-hand corner, okay? Going to click on that. Okay, cool. You're going to have that little menu. See the menu, and then might not be easy to see, and I want to apologize for that. And then from there, you're going to go to where it says extensions. You're going to see extensions on there. So I'm going to press that. Once you're in extensions, by the way, I know this is a super makeshift one. I know it's not perfect, but just bear with me. Once you're in extensions, you'll see the extensions that you have enabled. The one that I prefer to use out of all these... In fact, I don't even know why I have TabLink Copier still active. So I deactivated TabLink Copier, but the extension I'm using is called Copy Link with Title. Once again, it's called Copy Link with Title. Look that up. And if you want to find it, and when you're in extensions on the Kiwi browser, there's going to be a little thing that says plus from store right there. Boom. So you're going to press plus from the store, and then from there, you're going to Make sure that you're in desktop mode, by the way. If you want to make sure you're in desktop mode, the little three, by the way, the little vertical buttons right here, boom, press those. Hold on. And then go to where it says desktop site. As you can see, I have desktop site checked completely. So we're good there, which is nice. So I got desktop site checked. So now you can actually browse the full Google Chrome extension website and see what you want. Just remember, you want to look up the extension, copy link with title. So I'm going to type that in, copy link with title. All right, so I found copy link with title right here. It's pretty much the top result there. There's a couple other ones that are pretty nice. Let's see, copy to clipboard with ease isn't so bad. But yeah, I just use this basic one, copy link with title. It's just, it's very functional, very basic. It does exactly what I want it to do. And then you see it there. Now, if you want to add this extension, you're on that page. You're on the extensions page there. So you're going to kind of scroll to the side a little bit. And you're going to see a little thing that says add to Google Chrome. Now, currently it says remove from Chrome. That's because I currently have it installed on the Kiwi browser. Just remember, any Chrome extension works. Well, I wouldn't say any. I'd say most Chrome extensions work with the Kiwi browser. So it's really handy to have the Kiwi browser and this extension when you're trying to copy the URL and the title at the same time. It makes life so much easier. You don't have to bother copying and pasting in different sections. It just does it all for you in the snap of a finger. You do have to make sure that you click on the link that you want to go to first. Then you're going to copy it. Okay, so let's go back to my Spotify podcast page, right? So here we go. This one's called Strongman Personal. This particular episode I'm looking at right now, Strongman Personal Finance, Dick Ryder, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so we see that. Cool. What are we going to do with it? Well, we're going to go into the little vertical buttons in the top right-hand corner again. We're going to press those. Okay, we're there. There's a little menu. And then we're going to scroll all the way down. You got to make sure you have your extension enabled. So you scroll all the way down. Boom. Oh, what do we see there? Oh, see it? Copy link with title. So I'm going to copy this link and the title together. And you see it's actually in my clipboard right now with the title and the link copied. This is crucial. All right, so now that we got those two things copied, where are we going to go next? Y'all, you guessed it. We're going to go to the Facebook app. It's actually easier. I hate having the Facebook app. I really do because I think it's addicting. But I've told myself the only time I'm using Facebook is for marketing, and I made sure I turned off all notifications for Facebook. Very important. Turn off all notifications for social media. Always a good call. All right, so now that we got that copied, we can actually leave this. So I'm going to leave this. And now I'm going to switch to what you see as the Facebook app. I just kind of switch between. What's really cool is you can switch back and forth. Once you have it copied to your clipboard, though, you pretty much can. You pretty much have the freedom to then just copy wherever you want. So let's take a look. Here is the UK. Let's just find a random podcast group. As you can see, we have the UK Podcasters group. Let's just go there. This is a podcast, so it is relevant. We're not in the UK though, so it's really not that relevant. So let's get out of there. We want to try to be as relevant as possible when we're posting. We want to make sure that if it's a podcast and it's a podcast support group or podcast group where people want you to put your link to your episodes, it's great. So I'm just kind of looking Spotify. Let's see. Let's just find a random one. Here we go. This one's called Podcast Support Group. We'll just go to this one. So we're on Podcast Support Group. Now, you want to make sure that you join different groups before you do this. It's always good to have a plethora of groups that you have at your disposal, whether it's like for instance, I'm pretty much a finance channel. So I'm pretty much joined as many different finance groups as possible, stock market groups, you name it, all sorts of groups. So yeah, we'll just go to this one, Podcast Support Group. And then what are we going to do? We're going to go to the part that says write something. So let's click on write something. And then we're going to do create a public post. Boom. Okay. So now you got your little keyboard. What are we going to do with that keyboard? We're going to go to a little copy station, the clipboard, right? I don't know if I have any sensitive data on the clipboard, so I'm not going to show you guys my clipboard at the moment. No, there's nothing sensitive there. But yeah, and then I just go with the most recent copied thing, and that is this one right here. And looky there. Looky there. As you can see, that's the full URL, the full title for that. So what do I got to do now? Well, first, now there is a trick. After you paste it, you want to make sure you hit the space button on the keyboard once. So hit the space button. And what that does is that helps you create a little thing down here. See? A little preview page for it. So that way people can click on it and people can see what you're trying to link. So now we have the title. We have the title of it. We have the URL. And remember, after you paste those things in one setting, you want to press the space button. Very important. And that's about it. I hope that you guys find this helpful, especially if you have a podcast and you want to make sure that you're sharing in a rapid way. This really does streamline the process. And I find that I'm not always near my laptop or my computer, and I want to make sure I'm always sharing my recent episodes on the Michael Garza show to the different Facebook groups. That's really important to me. I got to make sure I'm keeping people apprised of what's going on in the world of my channel. But yeah, now, I didn't do the one thing. There's one thing. What do I have to do? I have to hit the post button. So once you have everything established, you hit the post button here. So I'm going to hit it. And then it posts it. Did it? Yes. It actually went through. Look at there. So now you see that podcast support group I'm on. Okay, cool. Look at my post is there. My post, it's there. I did it. So the cool thing is, it's very easy to copy. I mean, it's not easy. This actually took me a little bit of time to figure out, but I wanted to share it with you guys so you guys didn't have to take an hour of your time to figure it out. So just remember, we're going to do a quick recap. The two things that you need, two things. First, power off. The Kiwi browser is the first thing that you're going to need. There may be other browsers out there that allow you to use Google Chrome extensions that I'm not aware of. So if you know of some, feel free to use those browsers if you prefer. The only reason we use Kiwi is, one, it's actually a decent browser. Actually, it's one of my favorite mobile ones, but also because it gives you that extensions capability. Super cool. And then once you have the Kiwi browser, you download the extension we were talking about earlier. If you don't remember what it is, just go back more towards the beginning. And then the second thing that you'll need is just the Facebook app. And then you're just going to fluctuate back and forth between the windows. Well, you don't really even that much. You just want to make sure you copy. We need to copy. Then you're just going to go to Facebook groups, and you're going to find the groups that are relevant to your podcast material. So I did a podcast called a podcast episode called Bitcoin Sucks My Balls, right? And on that one, I basically shared it on the different Bitcoin groups and the different podcast groups as well, but mainly the Bitcoin ones because it's related to Bitcoin. Now, is it an anti-Bitcoin one? Yes, it is. But the most important thing you need to consider here is that I was trying to share it with the relevant groups. You don't want to share it with irrelevant groups. If the group doesn't match even remotely the subject of the podcast, you want to try to avoid it. Also, the reason it's okay to submit to podcast groups, even if, you know, as long as it's a podcast, submit to podcast groups. It really does help. But also, like I said, try to keep your content in the realm of when the different groups that have what am I trying to say? Just make sure that you submit, just make sure you link your title and your URL inside of different Facebook groups that are relevant to the subject and relevant to the fact that it's a podcast. So I hope you guys found this helpful. Like I said, try not to be spammy. Try to make sure that the podcast episode that you're sharing is relevant to the group. That's really important. Because this is a way of marketing this is a way of guerrilla marketing where you don't have to necessarily say, hey, listen to my podcast. Basically, you're saying, hey, here's this episode. Here's the title of this episode. This is the Michael Garza Show. This is my example for myself. But hopefully you guys can find some sort of inspiration from this to share your podcast when you got idle time on your hands and you're not near any sort of standard Windows computer. I would say Macs, but I don't use Macs. If you use Macs, you whack, boy. No, just kidding. Just kidding. But no, anybody uses Macs, good for you. I'm a Windows and Android guy for life. But anyway, thank you guys for taking the time. I hope you guys learned a few things here and there. And howdly-doodly, neighbor. All right, later, guys.